In Buffalo, New York, people are starting to return to normalcy after a deadly blizzard brought dangerous winds and heavy snow to the city. Many residents lost power and heat, including at the Vive shelter, which houses homeless immigrants seeking asylum to the U.S. Let's bring in Anna Mongo, Chief Program Officer at Jericho Road Community Health Center, which runs the Vive shelter. Anna, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Anna, during the blizzard, Vive, the shelter, lost power, and more than 150 people there were without power or heat for more than 24 hours. You called around for help, and a team of electricians came to your rescue. Tell us about this experience and how they reached you.
Yeah, we were very lucky. We have so many committed people who care about what we're doing in Buffalo, and one of them is a man named Scott Beeler, who owns a large auto dealership in the city, and he has been very generous to us over the years. So we thought of calling him when we had this emergency, and he tried a couple different ways to get into the city and was finally successful about 24 hours after we lost heat in coming in with a front loader and a generator. And of course, the problem with a generator is you also have to have people who know how to connect them. And he sent the generator with a team of electricians who actually were able to connect it about a half an hour after their arrival, at which point we were the only place in the neighborhood that had electricity or heat.
And I imagine, what was that like for the asylum seekers inside during that period? Because many we know are fleeing really awful things. I wonder if there was trauma that was beginning to be relived.
You know, I think the good thing is that this was a weather-related terror moment, not maybe physical to their bodies, which is what many of them are fleeing. I think, nevertheless, when you're going through the journey that they've been through and survived, they're not expecting to get to a location and then be inside an old school building with rapidly falling heat in the middle of an Arctic blizzard. So I do think it was scary. It was scary for our staff, certainly, who are even from here. I think there was a lot of worry from the minute the electricity went out, knowing that so many of our residents are not used to, you know, cold weather at all. And then arguably in a storm where it was even hard for people who are local to this area who are used to this weather. I think it was very scary.
And even before the storm, it was already a pretty unrelenting year at Vive. Your shelter can house about 150 people at a time, and more than three times the usual number of people were coming through your doors. Why do you think it's been such a particularly busy year?
You know, the interesting thing about being right on the Canadian-U.S. border and having a shelter for asylum seekers is that you have to really closely follow immigration and immigration policy on both sides of the border. And over the last couple of years in general, there's been significant changes in how we handle immigration on either side of the border. And then, of course, there's been a lot of tragedy across the world that has resulted in asylum seekers. So the flow has been greater. I think we tend to get a big flow because people come to us who are not only considering asylum in the U.S., but also Canada. And we do quite a bit of education to help people understand, you know, not just one option of U.S. asylum, but two options of U.S. and Canadian asylum.
You know, we hear a lot about Title 42, the very controversial Trump-era policy that allows for many refugees from countries to be sent back. Some, of course, are allowed in and vulnerable people are allowed in. But we always hear with reference to the southern border. Very quickly, how has that, if at all, impacted who you're seeing in the shelter?
I would say that anytime there's a big flow on the southern border, we are eventually maybe a week or two delayed in getting that flow of people or those, you know, countries of people who are also coming up to the northern border to try to figure out what their next step and their what options are. So I think as there's big flows on the southern border, we tend to expect that we're also going to have at least a secondary flow of people coming through our border as a result of that. So it's been a very busy year for us.
You know, I've met and interviewed many Afghan asylum seekers here in California, and finding stable or permanent housing is incredibly challenging for them. And most of them can't even work until their cases have been in the courts for 180 days. There are very few shelters like yours. How do asylum seekers find and pay for housing?
So in the case of our shelter, we actually generally provide housing for asylum seekers until they get their work permit. And then we help them find a house and move into the community once they're able to stabilize it. I think that is a situation very unique to Buffalo because many shelters like ours don't exist across the country. I think in other places, you know, people find friends, they find relatives to try to figure out a way to survive. It's a particularly vulnerable population because they are not allowed to work until they get their work permit. And if they do, it can actually have adverse effect on their immigration case.
Yeah.
And yet people are often so desperate to leave the situation that they're in that they're willing to take that risk.
They are so vulnerable. What do they need right now?
They need support. They need advocacy in creating shelters like this across the country. And then these shelters need monetary support and donations.
Anna Mongo is Chief Program Officer at Jericho Road Community Health Center, which runs Vive, a shelter for homeless refugees in Buffalo, New York. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.